Ah, Jesus.
That's the sound of villagers winding through flood waters near an internally displaced persons IDP camp in Unity State's capital, Bentiu. Thousands of students across the state have not been able to attend classes due to flooding. 15-year-old James Mading, a primary 3 student at Majakul Primary School, says he cannot believe he's not being able to go to school for the past 2 months due to the floods.
Before I was in the school, but now the school was affected by floods. That's why we did not go to school. Even the teachers were affected by the floods. So they are not coming to school. I am not happy because of these floods. That have affected us. Now it has almost like 2 months without going to school. So this is a challenge.
A 21-year-old Nyal Maro, a senior 2 student in Rupkona Secondary School, says most students have stopped attending classes after their villages were cut off by the flooding.
Last time we are about 15 in the class. Now maybe 7 may come, 5, due to that of flood. Yeah. And due to the no another school, maybe some teacher may go and help their family outside. That is why we may not have good education or teaching.
Lino Nyal Gadet, a teacher in Rumbek Secondary School, says the number of students in his class has also dropped significantly and the floods have brought enormous sanitation challenges.
The number of learners here, it has been reduced since the flood started, because there are some people who have been displaced from there. Homes to other areas, so it has affected them in order to come to school. That is an issue that reduced the number of the learners in the school here. So as far as you know, one, so there are 50 plus. There are now 40.
Michael Majak Malwal, the Director General of Unity State's Ministry of Education, says schools and homes have been submerged in 7 counties across the state, leaving more than 65,000 students and more than 1,000 teachers stranded.
The total number of schools affected in Unity State are 109. Then I have the total number of boys affected are 40,676 in all 7 counties. Then I have a number of total students, girls affected by the flood are 24,746 girls affected by the flood. Then the total number of male teachers affected by the flood are 1,179. I have also a number of female teachers, 272 female teachers affected.
Majak says students told him they lost their possessions, including textbooks, in the floods.
They lost also their exercise book because all material, their material, are in water. They lost all teaching materials that they had in those areas. We in the Ministry of Education and General Instruction in Unity State are very concerned about these children, because our children need to be educated in a conducive, safe environment. We need each and every child to be in school, though we have the flood.
Majak is calling on aid agencies, including the UN, Children's Agency, UNICEF, and the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, to intervene and ensure that children continue to study despite the flooding. Peter Van, IOM Chief of Mission in the country, tells South Sudan in Focus that humanitarian partners are calling for more funding to support flood victims.
We are advocating in Juba, together with the partners, to have more funding coming available for Unity State and for the situation both in the IDP camp and for the flood victims.
Van says the long-term solution to flooding in Unity State lies not in humanitarian support, but in water management. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.